For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We give Ron a hard time, but it's not always a joke,
real hard.
Man. It's not always a joke, man. You know, this is
about the way he eats, smacking.
Well, I'm just talking about him pissing everybody off, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just...
That is widely overblown.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you were on the verge. You were on the verge of the owners yesterday. You clearly got me taken off of the party list, the VIP.
On, you pushed the limits as well yourself.
With what? With which one?
Your question pushed the limits as much as mine did.
Danico, a football question?
Yeah.
Yeah, like boy, if we wouldn't ask that question, you'd have been the first one to say, we had the owners on, we didn't ask him about the Nico Autry.
No, I would have asked it.
Ain't no doubt. I know. If I wouldn't ask it first, you'd have hit it next. I know what was going on.
Wow.
But we give him a hard time. But look, this is really what, I mean, this is the kind of thing that I'm concerned about, you see. Obviously, I don't know the call numbers, Ron, to the station
that cut the
flagship of the Titans there in Nashville. I believe it's the flagship. But there's a host on that station there. His name's Buck Rising.
That's who it is.
Is Buck, his name.
Oh, I've heard of him.
And apparently Buck has rubbed Jeffrey Simmons, one of the biggest, best interior defensive linemen in the game. Apparently he has rubbed him wrong. And I'll break this thing down. Tyler, we got the audio. This happened, I guess it was maybe this morning at training camp. This happened between Buck Rising. This exchange is between Buck Rising and Jeffrey Simmons.
Well, Jeff, you want to sit down? We can talk whenever you want to talk. Jeff, we'll deal with that later. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, I mean, we're on the air right now.
You do a lot of talking on social media.
I'm right here, Jeff. We can talk anytime you want to. Unbelievable.
We got
to
make that happen.
Well, we'll deal with that later on. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, if you want to sit down and talk about this, we can talk about this.
I'm telling you, stop talking on social media. Talk to me.
I'm talking to you right here. Jeff, we tried to talk to you last week.
I'm talking to you.
I'm being rude to Roger. We'll deal with you later. Roger, what's going on?
It's good. Doing good out here. I'm doing good.
How was the day of practice? First padded practice.
How was your day of practice? First day of practice.
Oh, Roger McCreary.
That poor fella. Hey, oh, my Lord.
I bet he was smiling.
He could not get to Roger McCreary. Roger McCreary, damn it.
I bet you he was smiling. I tell you, I will tip my cap to Buck. Buck handled it. Buck handled it better than, because I'm one that gets flustered in those kind of situations. So Buck handled it fairly well, but if you I started doing
the terrible thing. He Buck was prepared to kick Roger McCreary right off the set.
We can talk whatever
sit
you want.
Here, sit down. Like Roger's lined up to do this.
Yes.
But Jeff, if you want to make this radio moment here, let's go.
Yes.
We
sit
can
on
talk
down.
Whatever you want.
Roger, you're gonna have to get up out that seat real quick. Jeff, put the headset on.
Yeah. Let's... No. Buck saw something go viral. Something potentially going viral.
It did. It could have got. Yeah. I'm telling.
And he knew if Jeffrey would sit down, who thought it would have gone viral because he got called a. What do you know?
Yeah, the rhyme, the word that rhymes with
a Kikuchi.
Yeah. Lussie.
Well, so I started doing a little bit of digging, Ron. So I thought this has got to be there's got to be more to this. And Ron, I'll be honest with you, that I'm worried about that happening to you one day. I'm worried about that happening to you.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
See, had we been there in person, it may have happened right then and there.
Oh, yeah, man. It would have been some furniture moving right there with Jim.
You just shut up and let me do my job.
I would have been yelling at Jim as he walked off.
Well, I got to do...
I mean, to me, it sounds like old Buddy is saying personal stuff toward... Yeah,
well,
I don't say anything personal.
You knew something immediately. Something spurred this, right? So I go back and look through old Buck's Twitter feed, and I find this text. He's obviously watching practice, right? I find this tweet, not text, I'm sorry. Simmons just swung at Latham after some pushing and shoving. Ref said 98 would have been tossed in a game. He's back in for the next two and immediately starts a brawl. And this is where he goes wrong. Sloppy. Simmons needs to lock the F in.
What's wrong with that?
Well, the way I read it the first time, I thought it was Sloppy Simmons.
I thought
that was the one where he was calling him Sloppy Simmons, and he needs to lock the F in.
It sounds like it's just like, hey, man.
The situation's been sloppy.
He needs to lock in. Well, if that's what Jeffrey Simmons is coming to him about, and right. want to go cussing and doing all that, then Jeff's weak.
No. I agree.
That reaction is weak.
Right. What I'm saying, that may not be it. When I read it the first time, yeah. I thought he was saying Sloppy Simmons.
Sloppy Simmons, like a name. Like
it needs to lock the F. I'm thinking, now who are you as a media member talking about somebody needs to lock the F in? So I guess I'm going to clearly have to go back and do a little bit more digging and try to find out exactly what all that's about.
Because something has touched Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, he hit him with the P word.
Yeah, he hit him with the P word.
And there's a video with it. I mean, it's clear. Like Jeffrey's not even in the video.
Jeffrey's
doing a drive by.
I want to hear. Like, I don't need to hear. I guess we don't need to hear it again. Tyler, I like the more I think about it, it feels like Jeffrey looks worse than Buck does. Like he to me, it sounds like he looks worse than he kept telling him, hey, sit down. Sit down. You want to talk about it? He said, "You on social media. Here, hell, you sit down. We're right here. Sit down. I don't know.
I'll keep putting.
I'd like to hear what it's about.
I'll keep putting my investigative touches on this because he clearly says on Twitter that it's on Twitter that he's doing. I thought I found it. Hell, I'll keep doing a little bit of digging there. But on another note,
now, that ain't gonna happen to us.
What's that?
That ain't gonna happen to us.
Ooh, I don't know. I wouldn't put that out. I wouldn't put that completely out of.
Who would you? Who, is there anybody you think that's likely to walk up? Well, never mind. To walk, if we were sitting down.
Well.
I mean, me and Nick are getting closer. I think me
yeah,
and Nick.
Yeah, no, I, even though Nick is getting a little bit feisty, Nick dropped, he didn't say the whole word, but he said he talked about Danico Autry being a tough MF-er and all this kind of stuff. Nick's showing a little bit of a little rough edge.
No, man, we good. I don't think we don't talk about anybody personal.
I think
some fans may take us talking about Kamari Laster as personal, but
I'm not. I don't care what the fans take. I think I could see Laramie saying something about the. You know, some of the conversations we had over the last 2 years, not necessarily this year, but the last 2 years about not being present in camp, mini camp, stuff like that. Yeah. I could see him taking offense to that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.